Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 1st, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Proteomic and metabolomic profiling nominates druggable targets and biomarkers for pulmonary arterial hypertension-associated myopathy and exercise intolerance in male monocrotaline rats. This study aimed to uncover mechanisms underlying skeletal muscle dysfunction and exercise intolerance in pulmonary arterial hypertension by using proteomic and metabolomic profiling. Researchers evaluated exercise capacity, muscle histopathology, mitochondrial density, proteomics, and metabolomics/lipidomics in quadriceps muscles of monocrotaline rats, a model for pulmonary arterial hypertension. The findings identified specific changes in muscle biology across different fiber types and nominated potential druggable targets and biomarkers. This research establishes foundational knowledge for developing targeted therapies to improve exercise capacity in patients with pulmonary arterial hypertension. Article number 2. National Utilization and Outcomes of Heart Transplantation Using Ex Situ Machine Perfusion. This national study evaluated the utilization and outcomes of ex situ machine perfusion for heart transplantation in the United States, including adult recipients between October 2018 and September 2023 from the United Network for Organ Sharing Database. The researchers compared outcomes between machine perfusion and non-machine perfusion transplants from both donation after brain death, DBD, and donation after circulatory death, DCD donors. The findings revealed increasing adoption of machine perfusion and provided pragmatic national data on its effectiveness and patient outcomes. This research demonstrates the growing impact and success of machine perfusion in expanding the donor pool and optimizing heart transplantation. Article number 3. Heart Transplantation in Ukraine During Wartime. A retrospective cohort study of standard versus marginal donor heart transplantation outcomes. This retrospective cohort study evaluated outcomes of orthotopic heart transplantation in Ukraine during wartime, focusing on the use of marginal donor hearts to expand the traditional donor pool. Researchers analyzed 106 consecutive heart transplantation cases at the Heart Institute of the Ministry of Health, comparing outcomes between standard and marginal donor heart recipients. The study successfully demonstrated the feasibility and outcomes of heart transplantation under challenging wartime conditions, including the effective utilization of marginal donor hearts. This work highlights resilience and adaptability in maintaining critical medical services and expanding donor heart availability amidst severe logistical disruptions. Article number 4. Trajectories of FEV1 after lung transplantation and patient outcomes. This study investigated the trajectories of forced expiratory volume in 1 second, FEV1, after bilateral lung transplantation and their associations with clinical outcomes in adult patients. Data from 15 centers across France, Belgium, Austria, and the U.S. were analyzed to identify distinct FEV1 patterns following transplantation. The research successfully characterized various FEV1 trajectories, providing crucial insights into long-term lung function post-transplant and their prognostic value. These findings establish a clearer understanding of post-transplantation lung function progression and can inform personalized patient management strategies. Article number 5. Impact of donor-specific antibodies on longitudinal lung function and baseline lung allograft dysfunction. This study examined the impact of donor-specific antibodies, DSA, on longitudinal post-transplant lung function and baseline lung allograft dysfunction in lung transplant recipients. The research aimed to clarify how DSA affect long-term lung function, building upon existing knowledge of perioperative and demographic risk factors. The findings demonstrate that DSA significantly influence both baseline lung allograft dysfunction and the trajectory of lung function over time. This provides critical insights for identifying patients at higher risk for poor long-term outcomes, enabling improved risk stratification and potentially guiding targeted immunosuppression strategies. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.